خیلی همیشه عاشقانه است که دوست داشتنی که من اینجا با شما باشم.
And please do be praying for Kaver and Hoda and the children because they're all quite sick this week.
لطفاً برای کاور و هدا و بچه‌هاشون در دعا باشید چون که بسیار مریض هستن متأسفانه.
I think a few people have had a flu or some sort of sickness. It's that time of year.
فکر کنم چند نفر این مریضی رو گرفتن بخاطر این زمان سال فصل سال.
So I told Carver to switch his phone off and to have a rest for a while. So if you call him and he doesn't answer, it's probably because he's doing what I've asked him to do. I
would
like to share with you about this wonderful reading from the Acts of the Apostles about the day of Pentecost.
من دوست دارم با شما اشتراک بذارم این باب بسیار زیبای اعمال رسولان رو درباره روز پنتیکاست.
Next weekend on Saturday we'll be celebrating the day of Pentecost.
آخر هفته بعدی روز شنبه ما روز پنتیکاست رو جشن می‌گیریم.
This is one of the big festivals or celebrations in the year of the Christian Church.
این روز پنتیکاست یکی از بزرگترین روزهای جشن در مذهب مسیحیت.
It's called Pentecost because it means 50. The word means 50 days after the Sabbath, actually. After the Passover, 50 days after the Passover.
روز پنتیکاست یعنی 50 روز بعد از پسح، روز نوبرها.
And it was one of the big festivals of the Jewish people as well.
یکی از بزرگترین فستیوال‌های یهودیان هم است.
Now I'm going to explain about why it's important for us.
می‌خوام به تو توضیح بدم که چرا برای ما مهمه.
So first I'll ask Ali Reza to read these verses, Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
من یک تا 13 رو براتون می‌خونم بابا تو. هفت هفته پس از مرگ و زنده شدن مسیح روز پنتیکاست فرا رسید. به این روز عید پنجاه می گفتند، یعنی 50 روز بعد از عید پسح. در این روز یهودیان نوبر قلعه خود را به قله خود را به خانه خدا می آوردند. آن روز وقتی ایمانداران دور هم جمع شده بودند، ناگهان صدای شبیه صدای وزش باد از آسمان آمد و خانه‌ای که در آن جمع بودند پر کرد. سپس چیزی شبیه زبانهای آتش ظاهر شده پخش شد و بر سر همه قرار گرفت. آنگاه همه از روح القدس پر شدند و برای اولین بار شروع به سخن گفتن به زبانهایی کردند که با آنها آشنایی نداشتند، زیرا روح خدا این قدرت را به ایشان داد. آن روزها یهودیان دیندار برای مراسم عید از تمام سرزمین‌ها به اورشلیم آمده بودند. پس وقتی صدا از آن خانه به گوش رسید، گروهی با سرعت آمدند تا ببینند چه شده است. وقتی شنیدند شاگردان عیسی به زبان ایشان سخن میگویند، مات و مبهوت ماندند. آنان با تعجب به یکدیگر میگفتند این چگونه ممکن است؟ با اینکه این اشخاص از اهالی جلیل هستند، ولی به زبانهای محلی ما تکلم میکنند. به زبان همان سرزمینهایی که ما در آنجا به دنیا آمده‌ایم. ما که از پارت‌ها، مادها، ایلامی‌ها و اهالی بین‌النهرین، یهودیه، کپتوکیه، پونتوس، آسیا، فرجیه و پونفولیه، مصر، قسمت قیروانی زبان لیبی، کریت، عربستان هستیم و حتی کسانی که از روم آمدند هم یهودی و هم آنانی که یهودی شدند، همه ما می‌شنویم که این اشخاص به زبان خود ما از اعمال عجیب خدا سخن میگویند. همه در حالی که مفهوم بودند از یکدیگر میپرسیدند این چه واقعی است. یعنی بعضی نیز مسخره کردند میگفتند اینها مست هستند.
I think it must have been really exciting traveling around with Jesus.
فکر میکنم خیلی هیجان انگیز باشه این قضیه.
People were sick and he would heal them. You go to a funeral and he'd raise the dead to life. You'd be in a place with no food and he made food out of just a few loaves. He went to a party and they ran out of wine and he changed the water into wine. It's quite handy to have a friend like that.
خیلی به درد بخوره که یه دوستی مثل حسیدش روش.
And it must have been a lot of fun being with Jesus.
خیلی هم باید فان باشه که با مسیح.
But Jesus said to his disciples that there was something still to come.
اما مسیح به شاگردان خودش گفت هنوز یک چیزی هست که هم نیامده میاد.
That there was more that they had not experienced. There was more which they hadn't seen.
خیلی بیشتر هست هنوز که شما ندیدید.
Even though they were with him and they saw these miracles, he said there is more that will come in your life.
با اینکه باهاش بودن و معجزاتش رو دیدن ولی بازم بهشون میگه که هنوز هم بیشتر هست که.
He was speaking about the Spirit of God.
داشت درباره روح خدا صحبت میکرد.
And one day he said to them, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink.
و یک روز بهش گفتش که اگر یک نفر اگر هر کدوم از شما تشنه هست بیاد پیش من و بنوشه.
I think many of us know what it feels like to feel dry and empty.
خیلی از ما بدونیم که چجوری که چه احساسی داره که خشک و خیلی خالی باشی.
You have this feeling like there's a hole inside of you and there's nothing in it.
یعنی از یه احساسی داره که توی بدن یه سوراخه و تو سوراخه هیچی نیست.
And it's very dry, you know, there should be water there, but there's nothing, it's just dust.
خیلی خشکه، باید اونجا آب باشه ولی آب فقط گرد و خاک.
And Jesus said, if you believe in me and you're thirsty, you'll be able to drink, you'll be able to be filled.
و مسیح گفت اگر شما در من ایمان دارید و تشنه هستید، شما قادر خواهید بود که بنوشید.
But he said more than this.
ولی اون بیشتر گفت.
Not only do we get filled, but he said we become a river.
نه تنها که ما پر میشیم، بلکه ما یه رودخانه میشیم.
Jesus doesn't want you to be a well. He wants you to be a river.
اون نمیخواد از شما نمیخواد که فقط سیراب باشید، میخواد که یک رودخانه باشید.
He doesn't want you to be just a person who has water inside you. He wants you to be pouring water out to other people.
ازتون نمیخواد که فقط یک نفر باشید که درونش آب هست، میخواد یک نفر باشید که این آب رو داره همینجوری میریزه بیرون، پخش میکنه.
So when he said if anyone's thirsty come and drink, he said other things too.
بنابراین وقتی که گفت هر کس تشنه هست بیاد و بنوشه چیزهای دیگری هم گفت.
He said whoever believes in me, as the Bible, as the scripture has said.
او گفت هر کسی که در من باور داره همونطور که آیات میگه.
He said as streams of living river of living water will come out of that person who believes in me.
نهایت اون آبها و رودخانه ها از اون شخصی که در من باور داره خارج میشه.
This is in John's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 39.
این در جانز گاسپل باب 7
39 yeah. And Jesus said, and John says he means the spirit. John said that Jesus meant the spirit when he said the river, he means this holy spirit.
یوحنا میگه که وقتی که عیسی مسیح گفتش رودخانه منظورش همون روح بود، روح خدا.
He said up until then the spirit, the holy spirit had not yet been given to the disciples.
قبل از اون این روح القدس به شاگردان داده نشده بود.
Because he said, John said, because Jesus had not yet been glorified, he hadn't yet been crucified and risen from the dead, so the Spirit had not yet been given to them.
او میگه که هنوز در اون زمان عیسی مسیح شکوهمند نشده بود، هنوز از مرگ رستاخیز نکرده بود و هنوز این روح القدس بر او نازل نشده.
So Jesus was saying that after I am crucified, after I'm risen from the dead and ascended, then I will send the Holy Spirit upon you.
زمانی که من برای جیسوس عیسی مسیح میگه که به زمانی که من از مرگ برخاستم به بالا فرستاده شدم، اون وقت زمانی است که من میتونم بر شما نازل بکنم.
And he said, not only will you be satisfied if you're thirsty, but your life will become a river.
و او گفت نه تنها به شما اون تشنگیتون برطرف میشه، بلکه شما به یک رودخانه هم تبدیل میشه.
Flowing out to many, many people.
همینجوری به آدمهای دیگه رودخانه.
Jesus was saying it's not just enough to be filled. It's not just enough to be full of the Holy Spirit.
کافی نیست که فقط از روح القدس پر باشی.
It's not just enough to have your thirst satisfied.
فقط کافی نیستش که اون تشنگیتون برطرف بشه.
It's not enough to be a well.
فقط این فقط کافی نیست که سیراب باشی.
You also need to be a river.
باید رودخانه باشی.
And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost.
و اون چیزی اتفاقی که افتاد روز پنتیکاست.
The disciples were waiting as Jesus told them to.
شاگردان منتظر بودن همونطور که عیسی مسیح به اونا گفت.
He said he was going to send the Holy Spirit.
او گفتش که در آن روح القدس رو برشون بفرسته.
The Father had promised this, he said.
پدر قول داده بود.
And on the day of Pentecost,
و در روز پنتیکاست,
it seemed the whole room was shaken.
به نظر میاد که تمام اتاق می‌لرزید.
There was a noise like a rushing wind.
یک طوفان بزنده می‌اومد.
And then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
و بعد روح القدس بر آنها نازل شد.
And God granted them a sign. You can see like flames or fires on their heads, the people.
می‌تونستید یک حالت شعله مانند شعله‌های آتش بر بالای سرشون.
And they began to praise God in a language they did not know.
و شروع میکنن به شکر دادن جلادن خدا و در زبانهایی که اصلا نمیدونستن صحبت.
They were praising God in languages they never knew before.
در زبانهایی که اصلا از شاگردی نداشتن بلدن.
And there were Jews at that time in the city from all over the world.
و در اون زمان یهودیانی در شهر بودن از تمام جهان سرزمین.
They were Roman Jews.
رومانیایی بودن.
They were Arab Jews.
عرب بودن.
They were Persian Jews.
یونانی بودن.
They were Greek Jews.
یونانی بودن.
They were Jews who came from all these different places. They came for Pentecost, the big festival. This was a day when good Jewish people had to go to Jerusalem. And they came from all these different places. Actually, it mentions the Elamites, they're the Persians.
از ایلامی ها رو از ایلامی ها رو به عنوان
And it mentions the Medes, these are the Kurds.
از مادها یاد میکنه به عنوان کورت ها ایلامی ها به عنوان فارس ها
And the people in the streets, they heard this noise.
مردم توی خیابون هم این صدا رو میشنیدن.
They heard people shouting out in languages they didn't know.
میشنیدن که مردم شاگردان دارن یک به یک زبان های فریاد میزنن که
people walking by, they knew those languages.
ولی مردمی که اونجا قدم می‌زدن رد می‌شدن اون لنگوت اون زبان‌ها رو می‌دونستن.
And they heard these disciples praising God and declaring the good things that God has done.
و می‌شنیدن متوجه می‌شدن که این شاگردان دارن خدا رو پرستش می‌کنن.
And they wondered what was happening. What was all this noise?
و می‌خواستن ببینن چه اتفاقی داره می‌افته.
Some of them said, "Are they drunk?"
یه نفر گفتش که آنها کنار مست هستن.
And but it was only 9 o'clock in the morning.
و این نه صبح بودنش.
Actually, next week, Rowan is going to be preaching on the sermon that Peter then stood up and spoke to the crowd. This will be Rowan's last official Sunday with us. Saturday. Next Saturday. And so he'll be speaking about the message that Peter preached.
میاد درباره اون پیامی که پتروس
But I want to speak to you about the significance of this event, the coming of the Holy Spirit.
ولی حالا من میخوام درباره اهمیت این اتفاق واقع براتون صحبت کنم.
Because on that day God established a river in the hearts of the disciples.
به خاطر اینکه در اون روز خداوند اون رودخانه تمام نشدنی رو در شاگردان قرار داد.
After that they had the power of God in their lives.
و بعد از اون اونها قدرت خدا رو در زندگیشون داشتن.
Jesus said you will be clothed with power.
مسیح اونها گفت که شما اصلا از قدرت لباستون
پوشیدید. They began to do the miracles that Jesus did.
و اونها میتونن معجزاتی رو انجام بدن که مسیح انجام
داد. They began to preach.
اونها شروع کردن موعظه کردن.
They took the message of Jesus into all the world.
پیام مسیح رو به تمام دنیا رسوندن.
And they were led by the power of the Holy Spirit.
و با قدرت روح القدس اونها.
They became rivers of the message and the life of Jesus.
اونها به رودخانه‌های اون پیام در زندگی مسیح تبدیل شد.
Now, Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
عیسی مسیح امروز، دیروز و تا همیشه
He's always the same.
He's and امروز دیروز همیشه یکی بوده و هست.
And he still sends the Holy Spirit too.
ولی هنوز هم روح القدس رو میفرسته.
And it's good to seek more of the Spirit of God in your life.
همیشه خوبه که بیشتر از روح خدا استفاده بکنید در زندگیتون.
That God would fill you with His Holy Spirit.
خداوند با روح القدس شما رو پر خواهد کرد.
So that you will have power to live the life that Jesus calls you to.
بعد برای شما قدرت اینو خواهید داشت که اون طرف اون زندگی برید که مسیح میخواد شما برید.
And it's good to seek the Holy Spirit through prayer and through fasting and asking God to work more in your life.
و این خوبه که ما دنبال این روح القدس بگردیم با دعا کردن و با ایمان. روزه گرفتم.
I grew up in a Christian home.
من در یک خونه مسیحی بزرگ شدم.
My father became a Christian when he was at university.
پدرم زمانی که در دانشگاه بود مسیحی شد.
It was a big change in his life.
یک تغییر بزرگ در زندگیش بود.
For example, God told him to stop smoking and he stopped smoking.
مثلا خدا به اون گفت دیگه سیگار نکشه، اونم بی سیگار نکشه.
God told him to stop drinking and he stopped drinking.
بهش گفتش که دیگه نوشیدن.
And he dedicated his life to telling others about Jesus.
و تمام زندگیش صرف این کرد که به مردم دیگه بگه در مورد.
But it wasn't until he was about 40 years old that the power of the Spirit came upon him.
ولی در حدودای سن 40 سالگی که رسید اون وقت زمانی بود که قدرت واقعی روح القدس به اون نازل شد.
He was a good father. He taught that us children how to love God and taught us how to pray and read the Bible.
خوب پدر خوبی بود. ما بچه‌ها یاد داد که چگونه بایبل رو بخونیم. مسیحی خوب باشیم.
But it was only in the middle of his life that he really experienced the power of the Holy Spirit.
ولی تقریبا در اواسط زندگیش بود که واقعا قدرت واقعی روح القدس در زندگیش تجربه کرد.
He went to visit a minister where God had been moving very powerfully.
رفتش یه جا
He visited a pastor.
یک پدر روحانی رو ملاقات کرد.
And he asked them to pray for him to be filled with, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
و از اون دعا درخواست کرد که دعا بکنه برای اینکه با روح القدس پر بشه.
He knew he needed more of God in his life.
می‌دونست که بیشتر از خدا احتیاج داره در زندگی.
He was a pastor actually.
اون اصلا
یه My father was an Anglican minister in the church.
پدر من یه خودش یه پدر روحانی بود.
But he needed more of the power of God in his life.
ولی به قدرت بیشتری از قدرت خدا احتیاج داشت.
And so these lovely pastors, they prayed for him that night.
و این پدر روحانی عزیز اون شب براش دعا کردن.
And my father went back to his room and he was lying in his bed praying after that meeting.
و پدرم بعد از اون جلسه رفتش توی اتاقش توی تخت خواب دعا میکرد.
And as he was praying, the Holy Spirit came upon him.
و همینطور که دعا میکرد روح القدس بر او نازل شد.
And he suddenly found himself praising God in a language he didn't know.
و یک خوش شروع کرد خدا رو پرستش کردن در یک زبانی که بلد نبود.
Just like the disciples on the day of Pentecost.
دقیقاً مثل همین شاگردان در روز پنتکست.
In English we call this speaking in tongues, speaking in other languages.
ما اینو در انگلیسی بهش میگیم صحبت کردن در زبان دیگه.
And he had just a deep conviction of faith at that time when he was praying in his room.
اون موقع یک احساس متعقد شدن به ایمانش داشت در واسه.
He was staying in this pastor's house.
در خانه پدر روحانی میموند.
And he was worried he might wake them up because he was making so much noise praising God in this other language.
و نگران بود که وقت نکنه بیدارشون بکنه چون داره این همه سر صدا میکنه خدا رو پرستش کنه در زبان دیگری.
So he pulled the blanket over his head.
پتو کشید سرش.
And he was just praising God through the night.
و تمام شب خدا رو پرستش کرد.
And he came back home.
و وقتی برگشت خونه.
He was in Adelaide at the time. He came back to Canberra. We were living in Canberra.
اون موقع تو ادلای بود و برگشت به کمبرا خونه‌ش.
And he told the family what had happened, how just as at the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God had come upon him.
و به خانواده توضیح داد که چه اتفاقی افتاده درست مثل روز پنتیکاست.
And he prayed for us to be filled with the Spirit as well in that way.
و دعا کرد که برای ما که با روح القدس پر بشیم.
And what I saw that something changed in my father's ministry at that time.
و یه چیزی که من احساس می‌کنم اینه که یه چیزی در اون روحانیت پدرم عوض شد.
He'd always prayed. He'd always read the Bible.
اون همیشه دعا می‌کرد، همیشه انجیل رو می‌خوند.
But suddenly there were answers to prayer that were really miraculous and amazing. A lot of answers.
ولی ناگهان یهو جواب‌هایی می‌اومد که این جواب‌ها واقعا باور نکردنی و خیلی باحال.
He also was convinced about the reality of evil in a much clearer way than he had before.
و همچنین متعقد شده بود بر به شیطان شریف در دنیای واقعی.
And then God began to use him to cast demons out of people as well. God began to use him to set people free from demons.
و بعد خداوند شروع کرد از او استفاده کنه برای اینکه از شر شیطان خلاص بشه.
And actually we started having a meeting in our house on Friday night.
و بعد ما شروع کردیم یک میتینگی داشتن روی جمعه شب در خونه خود.
Many people wanted to hear more about the Spirit of God.
خیلی از مردم میخواستن که بیشتر بدونن درباره قدوس.
Sometimes we had 40 or 50 people sitting on the floor in our house.
ما یه وقت هایی میشون که 30-40 نفر داشتیم روی زمین خونم.
And many miracles as well. Many miracles happened. People were healed, prayers were answered.
مردم شفا پیدا کردن، دعاها جواب داده شدن.
I remember there was one little girl, she was dying of cancer.
یادم میاد یه دختر کوچولویی بود که می‌خواست داشت از بیماری سرطان.
And my father went and prayed for her.
و پدرم برای او دعا کرد.
And she was healed.
و شفا پیدا کرد.
And her mother began to send my father and mother a Christmas cake every Christmas time.
و اونا هم مادر اون دختر شروع کرد برای پدر مادر مارک کیک کریسمس فرستادن.
And I was visiting my mother a few years ago and there was a Christmas cake there.
چند سال پیش رفتم ملاقات مادرم و دیدم این کیک کریسمس اونجا.
I said it's been 40 years. It's a long time. It's a lot of Christmas cakes.
گفتمش 40 سال شده دیگه، یعنی که خیلی مدل طولانیه، خیلی کیک‌های زیادی.
But the mother of that woman, now a woman, a grown woman, she remembered what God had done for her daughter.
ولی مادر اون خانم، الان یه خانم بزرگ بالغ و بچه بوده، میدونست که یادش بود که چه اتفاقی افتاده.
After my father prayed for me, God began to move more in my life as well.
بعد از اینکه پدرم برای من دعا کرد، خدا شروع کرد در زندگی من هم بیشتر قرار دادن.
The river had begun.
دیگه اون رودخونه شروع شد.
And I began to see answers to prayer myself.
و شروع کردم پاسخ دادن به دعاهای خودم.
The scriptures began to speak to me in new ways.
آیات شروع کردن با من صحبت کردن در یک راههای جدید.
And one night when I was praying in my bed, I also began to praise God in another language that I didn't know.
و یه دفعه من که داشتم توی تخت خدا رو دعا میکردم شروع کردم دعا کردم به یه زبانی که اصلا بلد نبودم.
And that is still part of my life of prayer today. Sometimes when I pray in a language I don't know. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
این هنوز هم در زندگی روزانه من هستش. بعضی وقتی که دعا میکنم در یه زبانهایی شروع میکنم دعا کردن که من نمیدونم و این قدرت روح القدس هست در زندگی من.
Sometimes when God gives someone this language, this prayer language, sometimes I've even known it to be the case that someone else recognizes that language. Sometimes I've known in cases where somebody else hears that language and they know what the language says, just like on the day of Pentecost.
بعضی وقتا در این اتفاقی که میفته در یک زبان دیگه شروع میکنم به دعا کردن، بعضی وقتا اتفاق میفته که یک نفر اون دور و بر متوجه میشه که این زبان رو متوجه میشه، اون زبان رو بلده، دقیقاً مثل همون اتفاقی در روز پنتکاست.
Maybe the person that's praying in that language doesn't know what they're saying, but somebody else understands it.
شاید کسی که اون شخصی که داره اون زبان دعا میکنه متوجه نشه که اون زبان چیه، چی داره میگه.
That happens.
متوجه میشه.
That happened once with my mother-in-law. Happened once with my mother-in-law, my wife's mother.
Yeah, what about it?
This happened that she was praying in a language.
مادر خانمشون افتاده.
My mother-in-law was at a prayer meeting.
مادر خانمشون در یک اجلاس پرستش بودن.
And she felt led by God to pray in a language given by the Holy Spirit.
و شروع میکنم به دعا کردن در یک زبانی که بلد نبودن که خدا بهشون میده.
She didn't know what she was saying.
اون نمیدونست چی داره میگه.
It was the Spirit of God speaking.
این روح قدوس بود که رسول میکرد.
But there was a missionary from South America.
متعلق ماموریتی از آمریکای جنوبی بود.
And this missionary recognized the language. It was the language of the Indians in the Amazon where she'd been working.
و اون مامور این زبان رو شناخت و متوجه شد که از این زبان یکی از زبانهای از سرخپوستای آمازون است.
So what happened here on the day of Pentecost, this miracle, actually continues to happen in people's lives today.
بنابراین اتفاقی که میفته اینجا در روز پنتیکاست اینه که معجزات در زندگی مردم همینجوری اتفاق میفتن و خواهند افتاد.
And actually I think every Christian should seek to be baptized or filled in the Holy Spirit.
و من فکر می‌کنم که هر مسیحی باید باید بپتایز بشه، خوص بشه با روح القدس.
We all need to be a river and not just a well.
ما همون احتیاج به احتیاج داریم که یک رودخانه باشیم، نه فقط یک سیراب پر از آب.
But when we seek to be a river for God, we need to dedicate our whole life to God as well.
خب زمانی که ما به یک رودخانه تبدیل میشیم، اون وقتی که ما باید تمام زندگیمون رو هم وقف خداوند بکنیم.
Sometimes when there's a river in your life, it can get a bit messy. You know, God can be at work and He changes things.
You know, میدونی وقتی که یه دور رودخونه داری، زندگی شما یه رودخونه تبدیل میشه. بعضی وقتا اون رودخونه امکان داره یه موقعی کثیف بشه. مثلا خدا از سر کاره یه موقعی امکان داره یه سری عوض بکنه توی زندگی رودخونه.
But it's okay because this is a gift from God. It's a gift from the Father.
ولی اشکال نداره چون یک هدیه از طرف خدا، یک هدیه از طرف پدر.
Sometimes when the Spirit comes, He comes in different ways to different people.
زمانی که بعضی وقتا که روح القدس میاد در زمانهای مختلف و بر افراد مختلف نازل میشه.
For one person, maybe they see more miracles happening, more prayers answered.
یک نفر می‌بینیم یه نفر معجزات بیشتری می‌بینه، پاسخ‌های بیشتری و دعا از دعاش.
Another person may have greater authority to share the news of Jesus with others.
یه نفر می‌بینیم که یک اجازه بزرگ داره که با مردم دیگر در میون بذاره از این معجزات.
Sometimes another person God gives words of knowledge or wisdom for their life.
یه نفر هست، بعضی وقتا یک نفری هستش که اون دانش و حکمت خدا رو اجازه داره که پخش بکنه.
Sometimes God gives words of prophecy through the Holy Spirit as well.
بعضی وقتا خداوند این اجازه چشمیم خدمت و نبوت رو میده.
Sometimes the Spirit of God reveals things that we would only know supernaturally from God. He speaks to us.
بعضی وقتا خداوند چیزایی رو فاش میکنه که اینها ما برای طبیعی هستن، ولی با ما صحبت میکنه، برای ما فاش میکنه.
These are all gifts of the Holy Spirit that He releases in the church.
اینا همه کلمات روح القدس هستن که اون در کلیسا پخش میکنه.
And you know, we all need more of God in our life.
و میدونیم ما همه به خدای بیشتری احتیاج داریم در زندگی.
For me, that experience of the coming of the Spirit into my life, it just made such a huge difference in my life.
و برای من و برای مثال این روح القدس یک تفاوت بزرگی در زندگی من ایجاد کرد.
And when I see prayers answered or God at move, I know that's because of the work of the Spirit of God.
و وقتی که من می‌بینم دعاهام جواب داده شده یا یک معجزه‌ای می‌بینم، می‌دونم که این روح القدس است.
And He calls every single one of you not to be a well, but to be a river.
بنابراین از همه شما درخواست می‌کنه که فقط یک انسان سیراب و پرعذاب نباشید، بلکه یک رودخانه باشید.
What happened on the day of Pentecost is like a down payment. It's a sign of what wants to pour out upon the church even today.
پس بنابراین اتفاقی که در روز پنتیکاست افتاد فقط یک چیزی یک روزه نیست، بلکه او میخواد که همین الان همین امروز در این کلیساها این ازش عبرت بگیرن. این اتفاق میفته.
And it's good for us to see more of the Spirit, more of His power and reality in our life.
و این برای ما خوبه که ما بیشتر به دنبال روح القدس بگردیم، بیشتر به دنبال قدرت و خدا باشیم.
It's a wonderful thing, you know, that God is not a far off God. He's not a God who just rules from some great distance.
این یک چیزی نیست، فقط یک مثلا خدایی نیست که از دور داره بر شما نازل میشه.
God is the God who comes and lives with us, dwells with us personally.
در که اون میاد با شما زندگی میکنه، در کنار شما با شخصش.
He dwells in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
او در قلب ما جاری میشه با روح القدس.
And He calls us also to be a channel, a river of the Spirit in the lives of those around us.
و میخواد برای ما که ما یک کانالی باشیم، یک رودخانه‌ای باشیم در زندگی دیگران که در کنار ما هستن.
He wants each of you to be someone who God pours out of into the lives of others around you.
او از تک تک شما میخواد یکی یک کسی باشین که خدا میتونه از شما بیرون بریزه در زندگی کسانی که در اطراف شما هست.
You need to be serious about God. You need to be repentant and turning to the Lord and trusting in Him.
شما باید جدی باشید، شما باید توبه کار باشید و
You need to be repenting and turning to the Lord and trusting in Him.
و باید سوبرکار باشید و به خداوند به دور به خدا روی بیایید و بهش اعتماد کنید.
But if your heart is set on God, then God wants you to be filled with His life.
و زمانی که زندگی شما با خداوند دیگه ست شده، اون وقته که یادم
doing a great job, sir. The Lord bless you. I just honor you. You're doing a good job. Yeah, I'll try. Sure. It's not easy doing the translation. It's not easy. And I'm really thankful to you for what you're doing. One of the things, there's this thing I sometimes find hard to understand about God.
یه چیزی هست که من همیشه به نظرم سخت میاد که متوجه بشم درباره خدا.
We can't just put God in a box.
نمیتونیم خدا رو توی جعبه قرار بدیم.
We can't control God.
نمیتونیم خدا رو کنترل کنیم.
And it's hard to predict exactly how God will work in people's lives.
و خیلی سخته که ما پیش بینی بکنیم که چجوری خداوند دقیقاً در زندگی مردم تاثیر بذاره.
We ask Him to show up. We ask Him to be present in our lives.
ما ازش میخوایم که باشه و در زندگیمون حضور داشته باشه.
And sometimes He just pours out so much.
و بعضی وقتا اون دیگه خیلی بیرون میریزه.
And sometimes it seems like it's not as much. It depends. It just God is so different for different people.
ولی به نظر ولی بعضی وقتا اصلا به نظر زیاد نمیاد. خداوند متفاوته با مردم مختلف.
And sometimes there's more at one time and less at another time.
بل یه وقته یه بار خیلی زیاده، یه وقته یه بار خیلی کم.
And I don't understand it all.
و متوجه نمیشم اصلا.
Because God is God.
خداوند خداست.
He's Lord.
او پادشاست.
But we are called to say yes, I'm willing.
و ولی ما خوانده شدیم که بگیم که بله، من میخوام.
Please make me a river, your river.
لطفاً برای من یه رودخانه درست کن.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me, out of him will flow rivers.
مسیح میگه که هر کسی در من زندگی کنه از او رودخانه جاری میشه.
And he calls us to say yes, I want to be a river.
تا او ما رو میخونه که بگی بله من میخواهم یک رودخانه باشم.
So I would like to pray with you all today.
من هم میخوام امروز با شما دعا بکنم اینجا.
I'm not sure what God will do.
مطمئن نیستم که خداوند چی کار خواهد کرد.
And how different it might be in different people's lives.
و چگونه متفاوت میتونه باشه در زندگی افراد متفاوت.
That's His business.
اون بیزنس خداست.
But He asks us just to say yes.
ولی او از ما میخواد که ما فقط بگیم بله.
I'd like to pray for two kinds of people.
من میخوام برای دو تا گروه از افراد دعا بکنم.
One kind is you just feel so dry and so empty. You just be happy to be a well.
یه گونه اول کسایی که نمت که خالی و خوش هستیم که فقط دارید دعا میکنید که سیراب بشین.
You just want to be filled up.
فقط میخواییم پر باشیم.
But that's okay, it's not bad.
و این اوکیه، مشکل بد نیست.
So if you're feeling like that, I'd like to pray for you to be filled up.
اگر اون احساس رو دارید دوستان برای شما دعا بکنم که پر بشید.
And then I want to pray for people who want to be a river.
و بعد میخوام برای کسانی دعا بکنم که میخوان رودخانه باشن.
To be a river of the Spirit of God.
که میخوان یک رودخانه از روح القدس باشن.
Overflowing with the power and the love of God.
And the love of God. و بایش خود.
Let me pray. This is for those who are just feeling empty and they want to be filled up.
این برای کسانی است که خالی هستند و فقط میخوان پر بشن.
If this is you, I'd like you just to stand for a moment.
اگر این شما هستین دوستان برای لحظه ای بلند بشید.
And everyone just please close your eyes and just be bow your heads before the Lord.
فقط چشمتون رو ببندید، خواهش می‌کنم و در حضور خودتون باشید.
Lord, I pray for these brothers and sisters.
خداوند برای این خواهران و برادران دعا می‌کنم.
Please fill them up, Lord.
لطفاً پرشون بکن.
Fill up those dusty, dry places.
اون نقاط گرد و خاک گرفته و خالی رو پر بکن.
Come Holy Spirit and bring refreshment into hearts.
روح قدس بر اونها نازل بکن و یک تازگی به قلب اونها.
May the water of the Spirit fill their souls.
و با روح با آب روح قدس روحشون رو پر کن.
Refresh them, Lord.
تازه‌شون.
Make them new.
نوشون.
Come Holy Spirit.
Rise up, church, to be the empowered people of God in Jesus' name.
Bring glory, Father God, to your name through bringing glory to the Son, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just more of you. Just more of you, Lord. More of you. I'm just going to wait. You can just tell the Lord. Just going to wait on the Lord for a while. Just wait. Just more of you. Lord, I pray that you release power for healing in people's bodies. That you break chains that have been holding them back. Set them free from lies. Speak your truth by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Lord, we raise up to you a church that seeks to be holy and consecrated to you. Pray that you release the Spirit of holiness in people's lives. Give them a passion for your holiness in your ways in Jesus' name. Just more of you. More of your power, more of your grace and your truth. There's more of you. More of you.
Malachina Moria, Shela Moria, Trela, Hoyentes, Alayena Moria, Tarohola Moria. Oh Lord, just release your grace, your power and your truth. Just raise up your church. Raise up your church, Lord. Lord, we need you so much. We can't please you without you. We can't do your work without you in our lives. We can do nothing without you. Just more of your Spirit, Lord. More of your grace, your truth, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just more of you. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for our brother Hamid, who's hurt his eye. Pray that you heal that eye in the name of Jesus, that you restore his sight, that you can see again in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, just release healing across the church in Jesus' name. Thank you. Please be seated.